Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
And thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know through the comments on Spotify or through my email or social media. All links can be found in the description. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please follow, review, and rate. All that really helps out the show. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring young America's favorite couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Let's look in at the Nelson home. It's 8 p.m. Dinner is over, and the head of the house is sitting in the living room. Ozzie is right there beside her.
Oh, hum. You know, Harriet, out of the whole 20th time when I feel the laziest, right after dinner, best time of all to just relax and read a little.
Think you got something there, Ozzie.
Let's see what I'll read tonight. H.G. Wells' Outline of History? No. Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire? What's that right over there, dear?
This one on the table?
Yeah.
It's the November issue of Super Movie Magazine.
I think I'll browse through that a while. Gosh, you know, these magazines are all the same. Now, just look at pages 4, 5, and 6. Nothing but photographs of movie stars kissing each other.
I wonder if they don't ever get tired of that.
I guess not. It says continued on page 103.
Say, there's some interesting articles this month, though. That's a romance and glamour issue.
Mm-hmm. Just glancing through it here, the glamour department doesn't seem to be doing so well this month.
Oh, really?
Now, just listen to this. Gwendolyn Latour, pictured here at the Brown Derby with Garvin Peterson, is going to marry Cedric Parker as soon as she is divorced from her present husband, Horace Seabrook.
Gosh.
But this probably won't be until June, says Mr. Seabrook's fiancée, Peggy Travers, because her husband won't let her go to Reno until she breaks her engagement to Talbot Dillon.
Well, it certainly sounds complicated.
It sure does. I think I'll just stick to you.
Oh, gee, thanks, kid.
Now, I frankly admit some of the most miserable days of my life were spent as a bachelor.
Oh, you're just saying that so I'll bake a chocolate cake.
No, I'm not. I really mean it.
What didn't you like about being a bachelor?
Well, I had to sew my own buttons on, darn my own socks, wash out my own shirt, and eat dinner alone.
But things are different now.
Yeah, I don't have to eat dinner alone anymore.
You know, it sounds kind of silly now, thinking of you as a bachelor.
Yeah, I remember at that time I used my middle name, George. Did you know that?
Well, of course. Don't you remember the first ring you gave me? The inscription you had on it?
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Well, I'll never forget it. I thought at first you were telling me where to go. It said G to H.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, I'm glad you went back to the name Ozzie, though. It fits you better. George sounds too formal for you.
It's a nice name, though.
Oh, I like it. Some of my favorite people are named George, but for you, oh, I like an unusual name better. And, oh, I don't know. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is named George.
You know, sometimes I wonder if they really expect people to believe some of this stuff here in these magazines.
Like what?
Now, just listen to this. Did you know that Ernie Pagano, the famous movie producer, has 3 swimming pools, hot, cold, and 7-Up?
There was something I wanted to tell you. It says in that issue that Throckmorton Hamilton and his wife have split up.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm. He seemed like an ideal husband.
Well, I don't think I'd go that far.
What makes you say that?
Well, now, for one thing, he absolutely refused to buy his wife a mink coat.
Well, darling, I don't have a mink coat either.
Yeah, but he came right out and said no instead of promising her one and then not getting it for her like a gentleman.
You know, people talk about glamour and picture stars. I wonder if they'll ever recapture the glamour of old Hollywood of the silent days. Clara Bow and Theda Bella and Francis X. Bushman.
Yeah, Hollywood must have been interesting back in those old days. Yet in some ways, it was like a big country town.
Mm-hmm. I understand that not so many years ago, they used to pick lemons on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Where did we meet, Ozzie?
Now, you know very well where we met. Stop trying to tear down my romantic appeal.
Oh, Ozzie Nelson, every time you read a movie magazine, you picture yourself as a glamour boy, don't you? Well, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, brother.
Come with me to the Roseland Ballroom.
What's the matter with the Palladium?
It's cheaper at the Roseland Ballroom.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Mrs. Parkington, you are beautiful. Kiss me.
Oh, but suppose Mr. Parkington arrives home suddenly.
Don't worry about Mr. Parkington, Mrs. Parkington.
Why not? Where's he?
With Mrs. Skeffington.
That's enough now. You've had your fun.
Well, I did pretty well, didn't I? What do you think of me as the great lover?
Well, of course, dear. Being your wife, I'm naturally a little prejudiced.
Oh, yes, of course. But wait a minute now. Maybe I'd better think that one over a little.
Oh, say, before you put down that magazine, look at that back page. There's a contest there that might interest you.
The back page?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Have you ever been offered a penny for your thoughts? If you have, then it's time you stop thinking so cheap. Turn your imagination into real money. You may have a gold mine hidden in your head.
Well, that sounds easy enough. You just take your hat off and discover a hidden fortune.
Say, wait a minute. You think you're kidding? You've given me an idea.
Oh, no.
By golly, I've always figured that's how I'd make my second million as a writer.
Your second million?
Yes, I've given up hopes for the first million long ago. It says, if you think you have literary talent, why not prove it to yourself and us by sitting down tonight and writing a 600-word essay on glamour?
Go on.
Tell us in your own words what glamour is, what it means, what part it plays in our current pattern of life.
Oh, don't tell me you're really going to enter that contest.
I certainly am. All you need to win is a pencil and a paper and some brains. I can get the pencil and paper at the Owl Drugstore.
What about the brains?
Sears and Roebuck.
Anastasi, sometimes I think you're crazy.
Well, go ahead, call me crazy. They said Edison was crazy. They said Robert Fulton was crazy. They said Joe Cackalatch was crazy.
Who's Joe Cackalatch?
He's my uncle. He was crazy.
Are you really serious about entering that contest?
Well, certainly. I have a tremendous advantage living here in Hollywood.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, we get a chance to see glamour at first hand here.
Oh, are you kidding? We haven't even been to a drive-in for 3 weeks, and I don't know when we went to a nightclub last.
Gee, that's right, isn't it?
But you've given me an idea. I could be ready in 15 minutes.
Ready?
Well, sure. In order to write about glamour, you have to study it at first hand. And what spot in the world is more glamorous than the Tacoma nightclub right here in Hollywood, huh?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I think you got something there. And if I win third prize of $200, we ought to break even on the night.
Yeah. Third prize is $200? What are the others?
Well, it says second prize is $500. The first prize is to be announced later, probably about $1,000.
Well, we'd better tell Gloria we won't have dinner at home. Oh, gee. I hope she won't mind staying home alone with the children. Oh, Gloria! Gloria!
Did you call me, Mrs. Nelson?
Gloria, we're going to the Tracombo Cafe tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
You don't happen to have a date this evening, do you?
Well, nothing important.
Do you think it'd be possible for you to break it?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Nelson. I'd break a date any time to go to the Tracombo.
You don't understand, Gloria.
No, you see, I'm taking Mrs. Nelson.
Yes, it's better that way. It wouldn't look right for you and me to go there alone.
What we mean is, would you stay home with the children?
Oh, home. I'll do it.
Thanks, Gloria. We hate to ask you to do this, but Mr. Nelson's writing an article about glamour, and he wants to get a little first-hand information.
Well, I'd be happy to help out any way I can.
Oh, well, thank you, Gloria. I didn't realize you were interested in glamour.
Oh, yes. Some of my friends call me the Maria Montez of the Union Stockyard.
Well, Gloria, we'll have to be going soon.
That's all right. Go right ahead. Have a good time. And if you see Van Johnson...
Yes?
Just give him this message from me.
What message?
That's all.
Oh, and Gloria, remember, if you want us, we'll be at the Tacombo nightclub. And while we're gone, looking at the children every once in a while. Oh, and be sure the doors are locked.
Roger.
Ozzy, where in the world did she get that Roger from? It's strictly G.I., isn't it?
Yeah, I taught you. I was an M.P. in the last war, you know.
Ozzy Nelson, you were a Boy Scout in the last war and you know it.
That's what I said, M.P. Mouse Patrol.
Why don't you phone for a taxi cab while I go upstairs and get dressed?
Okay. Let's see now. What's the phone number? The taxi? Oh, yes. Taxis are sure hard to get these days.
Would you please place your call again, sir?
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's a good job getting dressed.
Quick, I didn't even get a cab yet.
How do I look?
You look wonderful, as usual.
Little Ricky here just paid his mother a very nice compliment. He said I look sharp as a tack. That's pretty good for 4 years old, isn't it?
Sure is. Glad I have my best suit on tonight, too. How does your old man look, Ricky? I said, how do I look, Ricky?
Sharp as a marble, Dad.
just got to get that kid's tonsils taken out. Oh, well, let's go, Harriet. Let's look over the glamour.
If you don't mean it, don't talk sweet words. If they're not true, don't tear my heart like it was paper. Because my heart loves only you.
You can throw around sweethearting others and then pretend that I'm yours exclusively. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me.
That's how the song was originally written. And then the Torch Singers took it over and developed it into everything but Don't Sweetheart Me.
Don't sweetheart me, because you're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? You know you're just my bill, and you know you always will, for I'll be loving you always. That's just why I say, music, maestro, please, don't sweetheart me. Then there's the extra word man. He really butchers it up with added words like this.
I don't sweetheart me, oh honey baby, if you do, you'll soon be sorry. I know what to do to you, and if you do, then you'll regret it, wait and see. Don't sweetheart me, and don't forget it. Ah, sweet, you heard me say it, heart, or I'll repay it, me. And then the dance bands take over the melody and write their super special arrangements. And we hear... Don't sweetheart me.
Ozzie and Harriet at Combo Cafe, where Ozzie expects to get some ideas on glamour in the hope of winning the magazine contest he's going to enter. Their taxi is just pulling up in front of the door.
This is it, Combo Cafe.
Okay, thank you, miss. How do you like driving a taxi cab?
Oh, fine, thanks. It sort of runs in our family. My two sisters are cab drivers. My mother drives a cab, and my father drives a cab.
Your father drives a cab, too, hey?
Yeah. He wears the wig, of course.
Of course.
That'll be $1.35.
All right, here you are. And here's a tip for you.
Oh, thanks. That money will come in very handy. I'm buying my grandmother a pair of eyeglasses. She's 80 years old, you know.
Really? 80 years old? Well, it's about time she had a pair of glasses. She needs them, doesn't she?
I'll say. It's a tough job driving them Greyhound buses.
Well, here it is, the exclusive and popular Tricombo.
She looks pretty from the outside. I hope we can get a good table.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, yes, sir. How many, please?
Table for two, please.
Well, let's see. I can give you number 19. It's a nice little secluded table behind that potted palm.
Well, you can give us a table right out in the open. This is my wife.
Oh, very good, sir. Tyrone, show this lady and gentleman to number 58.
No, number 58? Yes, sir. Step right this way, please.
Goodness, how much further back are you taking us?
Just keep tall with me, please.
Well, this is quite a walk.
I'm sorry, but we're very crowded tonight.
Oh. Where's our table? In North Hollywood? Oh, hello,
Dorothy.
Will I see you later?
You might be able to. You can borrow a telescope.
Well, here's your table.
Goodness. What direction is the dance floor?
Just directly south, southeast. In fact, on a clear night, you can see the orchestra quite plain from here.
May we have a menu, please, Tyrone?
No, I'm so sorry. I forgot to bring a menu with me.
Well, can't you go and get us one?
Again, I'm so sorry. I only make this trip once a night. I ain't as young as I used to be, you know.
Yes, it is quite a hike to where we came from.
Well, never mind. Just bring us a couple of ham sandwiches and some coffee.
Yes, sir. Yes. Now, let me see. Which way is the kitchen? Oh, yes, this way.
Well, darling, I guess you haven't thought of anything for the magazine contest yet, have you?
Well, how can you find out anything about glamour when they put you at an isolated table way back here?
It's isolated, all right.
I'll have to admit, though, it's a beautiful nightclub.
Yes, it is. Look at those decorations they have painted on the wall. Don't you think they're kind of risque?
Gosh, naked beer glasses.
Cigar, cigarette, split guns.
In a nightclub? Why, that's silly.
You think so? Wait till you see the floor show. Cigar, cigarette.
Do you see any movie stars, Harriet?
No, I don't.
Of course, this isn't exactly a ringside table.
Happy New Year! How you doing, baby?
I guess I'm doing all right, thank you.
Well, how about a dance, baby? Come on, let's give me a dance. Oh, come on, dance up a bit.
Look, I don't think I'd be very much...
Just a moment. I happen to be this lady's husband.
Well, so what? He wants to dance with you.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
I certainly have. What time is it?
Time? Oh, it's just 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? Oh,
12 o'clock. Oh, thank you very much. Well, goodbye.
Say, just a minute. You're perfectly sober now.
Well, of course. It's against the law to be drunk after 12 o'clock.
Say, Ozzy, I think your watch is fast, dear. It's only 11:55.
11:55? Oh, that's different. Straighten up and fly right.
Oh, boy, what a character. See, I think I hear the orchestra starting. Would you like to dance with your husband?
I'd love to, if you don't think we'd be too conspicuous.
Well, let's chance it.
Oh, I enjoyed dancing with you, Ozzy.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
Did you get any inspirations on glamour while you were dancing and looking at people?
No, I didn't. I'm beginning to wonder if I know what glamour really is.
Oh, well, don't start worrying about it, making yourself miserable, dear.
Oh, well, pardon me, but would you folks care for anything else?
No, I don't think so. Just give me a check, please. We're leaving now.
All right, let me see. What did you have?
We had two ham sandwiches and a cup of coffee. How much is that?
That'll be $27.45.
Well, okay, here's the money.
Oh, thank you, sir. Now I can go to the Palladium tomorrow night. Straighten up from Thailand.
Oh, dear, it's too bad the evening had to be such a fizzle, Ozzy.
Yes, yeah, spending all this money and still not finding out what I wanted to.
Oh, pardon me, sir. As you know, I am the head waiter. I am terribly sorry I gave you that bad table. I just found out you're Ozzy Nelson and Harry Tillio.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, no, it isn't. Any young lady as truly glamorous as your wife should always be seated at a ringside table.
Well, gosh, say just a minute. Did you say glamorous?
I certainly did. And furthermore, she's the first person who's been in here in months who really has glamour.
Gee, honey, what a dope I am out trying to discover what glamour is. And all the time, I'm married to it.
Oh, Ozzy.
Gosh, now I know I can win that contest.
Oh, I hope you won't think this as an imposition, but several of our guests wanted to ask if you and your glamorous wife would perhaps sing a song together.
Well, I honestly don't think we know it all the way through. Let's see, together. We stroll the lane.
Oh, no. You misunderstand me. It doesn't have to be together. I'll sing any song at all.
Oh, I see.
As long as you sing together.
Look, which is Abbott and which is Costello and who's on third?
No, we'll be happy to sing a song. Really, we'll be very happy to sing a song for you, but there'll be a slight charge.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. How much are you going to charge us?
That'll be $27.45.
Private Butch McHugh from Third Avenue was put into Class 1A. The gang at Duffy's Tavern got a letter from him today. This army life, says he, is okey-doke by me. You guys should see the gal that are building up my morale.
I'm dancing with the mamas with the moolah. They must have drafted me into society. It took a uniform to show the dames my charms. Now you ought to see the babe that I'm holding in my arms. White as Mutt, and there's Phyllis and Tallulah. They take me home for muffins and tea. I used to chauffeur for a guy for 30 bucks a week. And now I'm dancing with his daughter, cheek to cheek. I'm dancing with the mamas with the moolah. 'Cause the army made a wow-wow out of me.
Good evening, Corporal. Are you having a nice time?
I certainly am. Why, I used to pay them Roseland dames a dime a dance. And now I'm having fun for free and with debutantes.
Have you met Gwendolyn and Ethel and Tallulah?
Oh, how do you do?
They'd like to take you home for muffins and tea.
A pleasure, I'm sure. When it is over, oh boy, I'll never have to work. And those guys used to think that I was just an illiterate character. I'm dancing with the mamas with the moolah. 'Cause the army made a wow-wow out of me.
Look at me, see, I'm dancing.
Do you realize you've been working all night on that darn contest?
Well, this typewriter is no help. Every time I hit the letter J, it comes out a Y.
Well, honey, don't blame me. You're the yerk who owns the typewriter.
Gee, Harriet, now that I've sent in my entry, I wonder when we're going to hear the results of the contest.
Almost any day now, I expect. Say, you seem pretty confident that you're going to win a prize.
Well, if I said my essay was wonderful, that'd sound conceited. So I'll be modest and just say it's great. Would you like to hear it? I have a copy right here.
I certainly would.
Well, it's called The Girls of the Nation Seek Glorification, or They Clamor for Glamour.
That's a pretty cute title.
Thank you. And the essay starts like this. When we think of glamour, we almost immediately think of sweater girls. And by the way, there are two types of sweaters. Sweaters that look good and sweaters that look like sweaters. I thought I'd make a little joke there.
Well, that's little enough.
Glamour is a magic combination of various elements. On a beautiful woman, it's exotic perfume, lipstick, and personality that makes her tempting. While on a salad, it's Roquefort cheese and Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, I'm sure the women will love that comparison.
Thank you. I thought it was rather clever myself. You see, I go on now, and I explain that whether you're being intrigued by a woman or a salad, the proper dressing plays a very important part. Another little joke.
Yes.
Now, as a matter of fact, however, salad can be very glamorous too, you know.
Well, maybe you're right, but I never heard of a wife suing her husband because he was chasing around with a salad.
And I've got a great ending for the article.
Good.
Well, I wind it up by saying, There are so many glamorous women in America that our nation will soon be known as the Fassa Nation. Another little joke. Don't you think my composition sounds good?
Oh, it's swell, dear.
Well, aren't you impressed with my writing ability?
Oh, yes, dear, but...
But what?
Well, I wouldn't give up the band for a few days yet.
No, I can't understand why I haven't heard from Super Movie Magazine yet.
Well, darling, for one thing, it takes several days for mail to come from New York all the way out here to California.
I know, but today's the day they're supposed to notify the winners. And I have a strange feeling, Harriet, that I'm going to win that first prize.
I hope so. Adding $1,000 to what we already have in the bank would be pretty nice.
I'll say.
Just imagine, $1,048.
Of course, they didn't announce what the first prize would be, but I'm sure it'll be something like that.
This letter just arrived from New York, Mr. Nelson.
Certainly the contest. Sure. Let me have it, Gloria. Harriet, listen to this. Mr. Ozzie Nelson, 1847 Rogers Road, Hollywood, California. Dear sir, we take great pleasure in advising you that the judges of our Glamour Story Contest have selected your contribution as the winning manuscript. You see, Harriet, and you thought I couldn't write.
Oh, it wasn't that, Ozzie. I always figured there was some sort of a catch to that contest.
Oh, gosh, what'll we do with all the money?
Oh, gee, how much did you win?
Let me see. We are hereby notifying you, you have won the first prize. A free trip to Hollywood.
Just what we needed.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring young America's favorite couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. It's only 9 a.m. Mr. Nelson, sometimes known as Ozzie, got up bright and early this morning. How did that happen? Harriet tricked him into it by setting the clock 3 hours ahead and hiding a sun lamp behind the window curtain. Right now, he's in the living room reading the morning paper.
What's the matter, Ozzie? Some bad news in the paper?
No, not that I know of. Why?
Well, you seem upset about something.
Well, I wasn't going to mention it, but as long as you brought it up, I might as well tell you because it's getting very annoying.
Annoying? What's annoying?
Well, this is the third morning that David has wrapped up his lunch in the comic page and gone off to school with it.
All right, dear. After this, I'll see to it that David wraps up his lunch in the financial page.
No, I don't like to complain all the time, Harriet, but just try to remember I'm older than David. And as his father, it's my privilege to read the funnies first.
Okay. We'll make you a charter member of the underprivileged fathers. How's that?
Well, I'd like to have a dollar for every big grown-up man who reads Dick Tracy and Little Abner before he reads the editorial page.
Oh, I know that. And I'll tell you why the funny papers have such a universal appeal. It's because they are basically sound. It's always a triumph of good over evil.
Well, it's the same way in real life. You do good things for people, good things come your way. Of course, I'll admit that every once in a while you do a good deed expressly for somebody, and the return comes by slow freight. Didn't you think that was funny?
I gave it 2 small chuckles. I thought that was all it was worth, frankly.
No, I know it sounds like corny philosophy, but I really think it works out that way. If you do the right thing, it'll come back to you every time.
I think everyone has had experiences along that line. I'll never forget the time I had a birthday party when I was 10 years old. I gave my little dog a piece of my birthday cake. And the very next day, I got lost coming home from school. And it got darker and darker.
Yes, go on.
Oh, boy, I was really lost.
Well, what about the little dog and the birthday cake?
Oh, he didn't like it. He spit it out.
Did Gloria bring in the mail yet?
I don't know. She's out in the kitchen. I'll call her. Gloria! Gloria!
Did you call me, Mrs. Nelson?
Yes, did the mailman come yet?
Yes, the mailman's been here, Mrs. Nelson, but it's pretty uninteresting stuff.
A lot of bills again, I suppose.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Nelson. I didn't see you there in that sports suit. You look very serious this morning.
Well, we were just discussing the theory that if you do nice things for people, nice things will come your way. Do you subscribe to that philosophy?
No, I just subscribe to the Ladies' Home Journal.
No, Gloria. Mr. Nelson means that if you spread kindness and good deeds, it gives you a wonderful feeling of well-being. You get a nice, warm glow all over.
Don't you get a terrible hangover the next morning?
Well, the kind of a glow I mean is the pleasure you get from doing little things for people.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for instance, every morning when I go to work, I pick up a couple of servicemen.
I tried that once, but it's impossible without a car.
Gloria, you don't seem to quite get the point of Mr. Nelson's theory. He means if you do nice things for others, nice things come your way.
Oh, yes. Like what happened to my poor nephew. The boy I was telling you about, Mrs. Nelson, the one who was framed.
Framed?
Yes. How was he to know he was driving that stolen car over the state line?
Well, my goodness, when was that?
The night he held up the gas station.
Well, how does that fit in with doing a good deed?
Well, they sent him up to Alcatraz and put him on bread and water. So he did something nice for the warden, and the warden did something nice for him.
He did?
Yes, he put him on raisin bread and water.
Oh, fine. No, Gloria, the kind of good deed I had in mind is just a little different. Now, I'll give you an example. For the past 3 weeks, I've been going all over town, up one street and down another, tracing down every lead and rumor in order to find an apartment for friends of ours who are coming out here from the east.
Yes, and personally, I think that was carrying the good deed program a little too far. You just can't get apartments nowadays.
It's really terrible. Do you know my cousin and her family are paying $60 a month for 2 rooms with an adjoining?
An adjoining what?
I don't know. They haven't been able to get the door open yet.
Well, before we all agree that it's impossible to rent an apartment, I'd like to break the news that I got one for Randy and his family.
Why, darling, that's wonderful.
Well, Mr. Nelson, he's a wonderful man.
Oh, thank you, Gloria.
Can I have this afternoon off?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, before you go, Gloria, make sure that all the dishes are washed and the beds are made, and phone the grocer and get him tomorrow's list.
Roger.
You know, I just couldn't seem to make Gloria understand what we were talking about, could I?
I don't know. I think she got the general idea, along with the afternoon off. Say, who is this Randy that you got the apartment for?
Randy Bigelow, don't you remember? We met him in Toledo, Ohio. He's the president of the Randy Bigelow Little Dandy Zipper Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see their slogan everywhere. Little Dandy, the zipper that's different.
Well, what's different about it?
It goes sideways.
Well, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. I still don't see how in the world you located an apartment for him.
Well, it wasn't easy, I'll tell you that. They're arriving tomorrow morning. He didn't dare leave until I wired him I had the place all set.
Does he have a family?
I'll say. He has his wife, 4 children, 2 dogs, and his mother-in-law.
Yikes.
That's what made it so difficult. You know, most places won't rent an apartment if you have a mother-in-law.
Did you say they're arriving tomorrow?
Yes, I did.
Well, then, don't you think it would be nice if we went over to the apartment to check and see if the people who moved out left it in good order?
Say, maybe you're right.
And I'd like to take along a little something for the living room table.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
I want the place to look bright and cheery. I'll go get my hat.
Yes, and bring a vase to put it in. Well, come on, Harriet. I think the apartment's right here off the lobby. No, wait a minute now. This isn't it. Just a minute now. Say, maybe this man knows. Pardon me, mister, but do you live in this building?
No, I don't. I'm a doctor. I've just been visiting a patient.
You don't happen to know where I could find apartment 101, do you?
Well, yes. That's the apartment I just came from.
Some friends of ours are moving in there tomorrow.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to move in or out of there for at least 2 weeks.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that the little boy in there has measles, and I've just quarantined the place.
Oh, what are we going to do, Ozzie? Mr. Bigelow will be here tomorrow, and he won't have a place to stay. I suppose all the hotels are crowded.
Crowded? They're jammed. Would you believe it if I told you that last week somebody squeezed the lobby of the Plaza Hotel and people came out of the top like toothpaste?
No, I wouldn't.
Neither would I.
You can joke all you want to, but I certainly dread meeting that train in the morning.
Yeah, I almost wish I had the measles. If I could only figure... Say, do you see what I see?
Where?
Right there on the sidewalk.
Cigarette butt?
No. No, it's a wallet.
Well, watch out for the string. Remember how we used to play tricks like that when we were kids?
No, this is no trick. Gosh, look here. Somebody's lost a big, fat wallet.
Any identification card?
Let me see. Yeah? Henry Williams, 2397 Mountain View Drive.
Well, you can mail it to him.
Boy, this guy's really got a few bucks here. 5, 10, 20... 40. $76.
My goodness.
Gosh. All I can say is this makes me look pretty cheap.
What do you mean cheap?
Well, me with never over $2 in my pocket, and this Henry Williams, whoever it is, has $76.
Now, you know just as well as I do, Ozzie, that you're very careless with money.
Oh, this guy's careful, huh?
Well, at least you'll never lose $76.
Well, if I did lose it, I'd have to lose it at $2 a week.
Come on, it's almost 4 o'clock. You can write him a note when you get home and then mail it to him after dinner.
Hey, look at this. His ration books are in it, too.
All right, so you can mail them to him with a wallet.
Well, don't you think it'd be much better if we took the books directly to the ration board?
Ozzie, you mean walk all the way down there?
Well, we've been talking about doing good deeds. Here's our chance.
But, Ozzie, it's 23 blocks.
Darling. Walking 23 blocks with you by my side would be a pleasure. Because you're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're lovely. And I love you.
No, Ozzie!
This is the first time I've ever been to a ration board. Who do you think I ought to see?
Anybody that'll see you.
Why don't you try that man at the desk over there?
Okay, I beg your pardon.
Yes?
How do you do? I came here because...
Because you want more gasoline.
No. I don't want any more gasoline.
You don't?
No.
Let me smell your breath.
No, listen, you don't understand.
Well, friend, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll give you that extra gasoline. In fact, I'll give you all the gasoline you want. What do you think of that?
Let me smell your breath. Listen, I didn't come here about any extra gasoline. All I want to do
is... Well, that's perfectly all right. Just fill out this form.
No, but I don't
want... Here's the form, friend. Just fill it out. Now, what's your name?
Ozzie Nelson, but listen...
Ozzie Nelson. Occupation?
Orchestra leader.
Occupation, non-essential. Now, where were you born?
You don't understand. We came here about a ration book that was lost.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? That'll be window C. Just sign an affidavit and tell them where you think you lost it, and they'll give you another one.
Well, we don't want another one.
No, we've got somebody else's book.
Well, don't you know it's against the law to use somebody else's book?
Pardon me. Harriet.
Yes?
Why don't I just mail this ration book to the man along with the wallet?
Well, that's a wonderful idea, Ozzie. How in the world did you ever think of it?
Oh.
Ozzie has convinced Harriet that the best thing to do about the wallet they found is to return it in person to the owner. We find them driving to the other side of town. It's a typical California evening.
Now, I'm glad we changed our minds about mailing that wallet. This Mr. Williams might have worried all night about it.
I suppose you're right. As long as we're doing a good deed, we might as well go all the way.
Yeah.
Boy, this rain is really coming down.
I'll say it is. You know, I kind of like riding in the rain when it's raining, don't you?
Yes, I do. It gives you such a cozy feeling.
Yes, it does.
Of course, I think it'd be much cozier if we had the top up.
Oh, I'm sorry about the top. It just doesn't seem to work.
Well, aren't you supposed to push that bottom button?
No, I pushed that button once.
What happened?
It opened a bridge in Seattle.
You know, I really believe you keep this top down just to tell that stale joke.
No.
Well, there's one thing sure, it can't rain any harder than this.
What did you say, Harriet?
I said it's the first time I've ever been swimming with all my clothes on.
I see what you mean. Gosh, I'm still so worried about that apartment for the Bigelows.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Don't look now, but there's a man in a uniform riding a motorcycle, and he's following us.
Forget about it. It's probably Nelson Eddy on his way over to visit Jeanette McDonald.
Okay, buddy, pull over there.
Okay.
Well?
Hello, officer. Where's the fire?
Right down the... Hey, wait a minute. I'm supposed to say that.
We weren't speeding, officer.
I know you weren't.
Well, then what'd you stop us for?
Well, my friend, the next time you make a left turn, see that you put your hand out.
But I did, honest. Feel my sleeve. It's still wet.
Tell that to the judge tomorrow.
It'll be dry by tomorrow.
That's very funny. Let's have your license, please.
All right, here it is.
Say, this license here. Are you the Ozzie Nelson who's on the radio?
Well, that's right.
Well, gee, it's nice to meet you. And are you Harriet Hilliard?
Yes.
Oh, gee, I listen to you every week. You know, I've never heard you two sing my favorite song.
What song is that?
The trolley song. Would you do a special favor for me and sing it, huh?
Here?
Yeah, would you? For me, would you mind?
Well, seems sort of silly, officer, but here goes.
Harriet usually sings the first part of it.
With my high starched collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly,
hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw her, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel the car shake. I tipped my hat, then I took a seat. She raised her eyes, and I was swept right off my feet. I said, "Oh." She said, "You fool." She looked so luscious, I was starting into drool.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heart sing. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, me and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Gee, that was great. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your singing it just for me.
Well, thank you, officer.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, gee, I'd know your voices anywhere, and I want you to know that I always listen to you on the radio. I wouldn't miss you. My wife and my kids, we think you're wonderful. Say, I wonder if you'd mind signing my book for me, huh?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. There you are.
Oh, thank you. Here's your copy. Be in court tomorrow at 9. Bye.
I think this is the house here. Is it 2397?
Yes, that's the number that was in the wallet.
Well, at least we know we have the pleasure of making somebody very happy today.
Yes. It'll be worth all the trouble we've gone to when we see their faces light up. They're going to be so happy.
Ring the bell, would you?
Yes?
Good evening, Mrs. Williams.
Yes?
We found a wallet that belongs to your husband.
Yes, this wallet here.
Let me see it. Yes, this is his wallet.
It has $76 in it.
Well, where's the other $4? Did you take your reward out in advance?
Well, it only had $76 in it when we found it.
Look, Mrs. Williams, my husband and I drove all the way over here to return this wallet.
Yes, and we live way at the other end of town.
Why didn't you leave the wallet where it was and let somebody find it who lives closer to us?
You mean you don't think we should have picked the wallet up off the curb?
No, because my husband is out looking for it, and now he won't find it.
I must say you're not very appreciative.
Oh? Have you folks had your dinner yet?
Why, no, we haven't.
You're going to be awfully hungry by morning. Good night.
Gee whiz. We keep doing nice things for people and everything turns out wrong. What a night.
Let's not even mention the fact that Mr. Bigelow and family are arriving tomorrow with no place to live. Gosh, Harriet, I hate to say this, but I think we're lost. I can't see out. Where do you think we are?
On the bottom of Lake Arrowhead.
Certainly looks like it, doesn't it? I wish that windshield wiper hadn't washed away 2 hours ago.
Well, I guess it could be worse. We could run out of gas or get a flat tire.
I'd hate to fix a flat tire in this rain.
Look,
Let you and I not even think about having a flat tire. We might have one by just thinking about it.
Yeah, let's not even think about it.
Me and my big fat thoughts.
Something tells me we now have a tire that needs to be fixed.
Well, come on, aren't you going to get out of the car?
Well, naturally, I don't expect you to jack it up with me sitting in it.
All right, funny man.
Okay, honey, out we go.
Where'd he go? Ozzie, are those bubbles you?
Oh, stop yelling. I'm over here. Come on, I'll help you out of the car.
I'm scared.
Are you kidding? It's not even over your head. Come on, last one in's a rotten egg.
Here I come.
Boy, it sure is lucky I have a sense of humor.
Well, I haven't, and I'm the one who's sitting in the mud. Give me a hand, will you?
Here we go. One, two, three, heave.
I'll bet I look a mess.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll bet I look a mess.
Well, that is a rather unusual place to be wearing a mud pack.
Ozzie, look at this mud and water. You can't fix a tire here.
I guess you're right. This is awful. Well, there's one thing left. Let's start walking.
Like we've been walking for hours. Where are we?
I know exactly, but at least we're in a civilized community. There's nothing but big apartment houses around here.
Ooh, I'm glad the rain stopped, but that wind's mighty cold.
You think maybe we've walked all the way to Chicago?
Ozzie, look out! Duck your head!
Ouch!
Oh, Ozzie, are you hurt? That sign hit you on the head. The wind must have blown it down.
Oh, gosh, what a wallop. It's a good thing it was only a glancing blow. It might have brained me. Or am I bragging?
Hey, am I seeing things? Look at that sign that hit you. Does that say... It certainly does. It says apartment for rent.
Did you say apartment for rent?
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry, young fella. I do hope that you're not hurt bad. You see, I was up there hanging that sign when all of a sudden the wind blew. Like that there. And that old sign slipped out of my hand. Like that there, and fell down, out, and landed right on your head. Shoo! Like that.
May I congratulate you, sir, on a remarkably graphic and dramatic description of the event?
Including sound effects.
No. Oh, nothing.
Oh, now. Now, just to get down to the point, you have an apartment for rent.
Mm.
I have a big lump on my head, a brother-in-law who is a lawyer, and some friends who need an apartment desperately.
Mm. Say no more, folks. Say no more. The apartment's yours. Just follow me.
Harriet, did I hear him right? Did he say the apartment is ours?
That's what the man said. He said it. This warm bed feels wonderful.
Yeah, there's no place like home. You see, Harriet, what I said was proved tonight. I did a good turn for somebody, and even if it wasn't appreciated, it came back to me. I returned that wallet, and through doing that, I found an apartment for my friend.
I guess you're right, Ozzie. I'll bet it makes you feel good all over.
Oh, yes, I feel great about it.
Well, that's good, dear.
But I was just thinking.
What, dear?
Isn't it too bad you have pneumonia?